Thank you for letting us be here, and I always appreciate coming to this church, and just the spirit and the attitude and the heart for God that you all have, and there's not many places like this,
right.
And I'm very thankful that we get to come and visit every once in a while, and thank you for praying for Bible Baptist Church in Cuba, Missouri, and I believe that the fruit of your prayer and your support, I think the Lord is doing some things down there. Actually, I know the Lord is doing some things down there. We're excited to see what's going on. And it's been a long, hard road, but every step has been worth it. And we're very thankful for this church and their support behind us. And I know you pray for us a lot, and we're thankful for that. And we have seen ups and downs in our attendance, but the most pleasing thing, I don't know if that's the right word or not, the thing that we're seeing right now is the church's attitude and spirit towards the Lord is beginning to shift. And I mean that in a good way. And the last, I think, 10 weeks down there have been absolutely phenomenal. The church is just the spirit. You can hear it in the singing. You can see it in the fellowship and the participation in things that are going on at the church. And the Lord's given us a good group of men. We have probably now a good 6 or 7 men who are faithful and want to be involved, want to see us do more things. And instead of me saying, come on, let's go, I'm saying, whoa. And that's nice for a change. It's nice. And very thankful for that. Thank you for your prayers. I'd ask you to continue to pray for us. What we're attempting to do right now is simply stay out of the Lord's way and allow Him to use us there. And I keep telling the men, look, God's doing something. Let's just stay out of His way, be His vessels, and He'll take care of the rest. And so thank you very much for your time and prayer and support. Financially, it means a lot to our family and to our church. So thank you very much for that. All right, Psalms chapter 23 tonight. Psalms chapter 23. Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my hand with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to preach a message to you tonight entitled, Just Be the Sheep. Just Be the Sheep. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You for the opportunity to be here tonight. And Lord, we thank You that we can still meet in freedom. We thank You, Lord, that we can meet together to worship You as You have designed in Your Word. I pray, Lord, that tonight honor would be given to Your name as is due Your name. And I pray, Lord, that You would do in us tonight what You intend to do, that You'd work among our hearts, in our hearts, Father, and Lord, that we'd give You the liberty to search and try our hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that You'd be with the message, Father, that You would use me as Your vessel and pour Yourself out upon Your people. And I pray, Lord, that You would be high and lifted up. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name, all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, tonight we're diving into a very familiar passage. And I know that this is one of those passages that's well known, even out in the secular parts of the world tonight. This is probably one of the most well-known, if not the well-known, portions of Scripture, but it doesn't make it less important. And so tonight we're going to dive in and look at what the Lord has for us. And I know this tonight, that as we look at the shepherd-sheep relationship, there's a lot of things that you and I can learn from it. I think maybe sometimes as we read through what David was writing here that we miss. We have to remember that David understood this relationship very well, that he was very familiar with the shepherd-sheep relationship, or if you will, the caretaker of animals. He understood that portion of things, and he understood how that related to him as the sheep and to the Lord being the shepherd. And I think there's some things, I know there are some things tonight that you and I could learn that would help us as we carry on through the days ahead. And no doubt, as the days ahead come, as they come one by one, that you and I are going to need to really lean on God. And I know that I say that, but and that we're supposed to lean on God all the time. I understand that, but let's just be honest about it. The days ahead are scary.
Right.
Days ahead look very scary, and we may not always know which way to go from here. We're facing unprecedented times. We heard a little bit about it this morning, and I don't want to dive into all of that. But you understand, and I understand that it's so important for you and I to follow God. And I think that this passage of Scripture, really, at the heart of this passage is just that thing, that you and I need to follow Him. So before I give away the whole message in one sentence, let's go ahead and get in and get started. First, there's some things that you and I need to understand about sheep. Sheep have some natural dangers out there, and we all, most animals have them. There's predators, there's illnesses, there's things like that. But some of the things that they had that really jumped out, one of them was that they have a tendency to wander away from the shepherd. And they don't really understand or even begin to understand just how dependent. Let me be clear about what I'm talking about. We need to go back a few years where shepherds actually went out with the sheep into the fields. I know they do it a little bit different today, but in some countries, the shepherd still goes out with the sheep, and he's still with them day in and day out, and that's the atmosphere that we're talking about here tonight. And you and I need to see here that as the shepherd goes out with his sheep, sheep have a tendency, even though the shepherd is there, and even though they know that he's there for their protection, they tend to wander away, and it's a very dangerous thing for a sheep to do that. And here's some reasons why. Now, let me just be clear here. I am not an expert on sheep. All right? So the things I'm about to tell you, thank you, Wikipedia and Google. All right? And a couple of books that I have in my office. But some of the things that I understand about shepherds and sheep, if you leave a sheep to tend to itself, it can't distinguish what's good grass and bad grass. And apparently there's grass out there that can be harmful to a sheep's digestive system and all of these things that go with it, and it can actually kill the sheep. And so it's important that the sheep lean on the shepherd to take them to the right kind of grass. It's also important that the sheep have the shepherd around so they don't drink water that's infested with all sorts of parasites and things like that. And so the sheep has some things out there. There's some things out there that are obviously detrimental to the sheep and its growth. And I would tell you this, that those things are out there for us as well.
Right.
There are different directions that we can go. We have a tendency to wander from the shepherd, don't we? We have a tendency to want to go our own way. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6 talks about that. They've wandered away. They've gone their own way. They've done their own thing. And we see that all throughout Scripture, there's references to people wandering away from the shepherd, going their own direction. And we know this, that we have a natural enemy as well, don't we? We have an enemy who seeks to devour us. And so the same things, really, that a sheep faces are the same things that you and I, in a spiritual sense, we face. We face things that are out there and things and currently going on in our world that have a tendency to make us wander away from God, our shepherd. All right, so you and I, really, as we look at the sheep in tonight's passage, we really, there's only two ways that it can go for a sheep, if you think about it. One, he's either going to be killed by some predator or disease by going the wrong direction, or he's going to make it to green pastures and have safety if he follows the sheep. Now, I think it's safe to say in here tonight that most of us want to go with the shepherd. Amen. I don't think any one of us would say, no, I want to drink the poisonous water or eat the poisonous grass, or sure, I'd like to be devoured by a wolf. I don't think any one of us in our right mind would say, yeah, I'll volunteer for that. Right. And so I don't think tonight the question is, you know, do we make the choice between, you know, wandering away from God, or do we make the choice following God? I think that we all want to follow God, but the question then is, why don't we? Why don't we do it? I mean, it's a simple question. If we want that, and that's what we claim to desire, then why is it that we struggle like sheep to follow the shepherd? Because let's be clear, a sheep doesn't want to die either. Sheep doesn't want to be eaten alive. It doesn't want to drink bad water. It doesn't want to eat bad grass, but it will if it wanders away from the shepherd. It's just what happens when he wanders or she wanders away from the shepherd. And so tonight we look at Psalms 23. The Bible says here in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Now listen, if you're saved here tonight, there's no question mark about this. Right. Lord is your shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd. This is a personal application. David says he's mine. And then listen, the nice thing tonight is that he's our shepherd, but most importantly, he's your shepherd. In other words, it insinuates or it says that not only does he know us, but he personally knows us.
Right.
We're not just his flock, but he knows each and every sheep personally. And you know, what some of the things that I read, and I read a book on this, is that a good shepherd will know each of his sheep and their characteristics and behavior. And he says it's important because you'll know which ones have a tendency to wander where and when and for what. Now, isn't that interesting? Doesn't God know you just like that?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, God is your shepherd. He knows exactly what tendencies you have. He knows what things you're tempted by. He knows what things, you know, catches your eye and so on and so forth. He's very aware of who we are. And listen, he's our shepherd, but once more, he's my shepherd and he's your shepherd.
That's right.
He's a personal shepherd. And it's a wonderful thing that you and I need to understand and see here, that it's he's someone who wants to guide us and direct us every step of the way. And yes, while he is ours, you can easily say and confidently say, he is mine. We go on to say, I want you to see some of the benefits of being a sheep that's led by the shepherd. Because I think tonight, I believe tonight, that if we asked everyone in here, they'd say, yeah, I want to be led by the shepherd. I want him to guide my every step. And so let's look at the benefits tonight, if I can use that phrase, of being a sheep led by the shepherd. All right, the first thing, tonight is this. Since God is your shepherd, he is committed to meeting all of your needs. He's committed to meeting all of your needs. If you look at verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. So the green pastures and still waters speak both of rest and sustenance. I mean, think about it. Two of the most important things that a sheep needs is grass and water. Food and water. And spiritually speaking, two of the most important things for us is that we pray and we read our Bible. Amen? That we spend time with God. And here's what we find, that the Lord, as a shepherd, he wants to direct our path. He wants to meet our needs. And let's be clear, and I don't want to jump into a bunch of things tonight, but God is there to meet our spiritual needs. And one of the things that I read about a shepherd and a sheep is that the shepherd will lead his flock from one pasture to the next. And it's this path, if you will, between two fields, two pastures, that you and I, sometimes this is where we get into trouble. Because one of the things that one of the books that I read made clear is that sometimes the path from one field to the next isn't always the easiest, but it is the best. In other words, you could say, well, I could go up flatter ground over here, but there's some water that, sure enough, there's going to be some sheep who are going to take a drink out of that. It could hurt them. And then on this path over here, it's pretty much flat too, and there's really no rocks, no cliffs, no danger of them falling off, but there's some weeds along the way that could hurt the sheep, and so I don't want to do that. But I could go up this hill, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be exhausting, and it's going to be rough, but it is the best one. And so the shepherd will transverse that hill, if you will. He'll go start up that hill, and he'll begin to take the sheep up the hill very carefully. And you and I need to see this, that along the path, along the journey that God is leading us down in this life, as you and I navigate this life in this day and time, we need to understand that God wants to give us our rest and our sustenance. One of the things that I appreciate is that you'll go through a time of trial in the ministry, or even in churches, you'll go through a time of trial, but it seems like just when you can't carry more, God brings green pastures and still waters. He's prepared you and he's brought you along the way, and now there's a time of rest and a time of fulfillment and enjoyment, if you will, in just your relationship with the shepherd. And let's be clear, that's not the end of a journey. That's just a nice time in the middle of a journey, preparing you for the next step, if you will. All right. So, and one of the things that we also understand about this is that they're mentioned first because they're really priority needs as God's people, aren't they? Do we not need rest? Do we not need sustenance? Do we not need the Spirit of God and the Word of God in our life to continue to carry us through? I mean, that's why we spend time daily in the Word of God and daily in prayer, because we understand that spiritually speaking, we need that time with the shepherd to give us the strength spiritually to make it through our day. Just like, you know, eating a normal meal. We eat meals on a normal basis so that we have the energy to get through the day. Now, if it's on a weekend like this, we eat because it's there. But it's really good. I'll never see a hot dog the same way after this weekend. Anyway, I'm starting to drool here. We understand that we need God's supply in our need, or in our life. We need him to supply us with spiritual strength and with spiritual sustenance, right? He knows you so well that he knows your needs and then provides for those needs. Just like the shepherd provides for his sheep's needs, he knows exactly how much grass sheep need to make it to the next pasture. You know, I read that if you leave a sheep alone by itself, it will graze and graze and graze. It won't stop. And it'll keep eating, and it'll start digging the roots of the grass when there's no more grass. And they will eat the ground barren. They don't have enough sense to stop. They don't have enough sense to understand that eating the roots and eating the dirt is bad for them. And they'll continue to do that if they're left to themselves. And so we need to see tonight that we have the shepherd, verse 2, who wants to bring us to still waters and green pastures. The next thing that we see here tonight is this. As your shepherd, God wants to pick you up and put you back on your feet. Isn't it true that sometimes along the way you and I stumble? Amen? Yeah. Don't act like it doesn't happen. Come on. We stumble, don't we? We fall down. Look, the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times. You know what that means? It means he had to get back up. Look, we're going to stumble. We're going to fall. And you know, there's such thing as a cast sheep. And a cast sheep is someone or a sheep who will lay down and find themselves all of a sudden on their back. And they can't get themselves back up. And if the shepherd's not paying attention, if they're not watching, that sheep will literally lay there and die because he can't get back up on its feet. And one of the things that we see in this passage of Scripture, the Bible says here in verse 3, it says, He restoreth my soul. Isn't it good to know that when you fall and when you make a mistake, when you stumble, if you will, whatever we want to call it tonight, when we flat out just disobey God at times, that He's always there to pick us back up when we ask for forgiveness. To restore us and say, let's move on, let's move past this, if you will. And listen, one of the things that we find, and I don't want to jump ahead, but the shepherd's staff is there to help pick up the sheep and put them back on their feet. And we find here, he restoreth my soul. Listen, sometimes we get downhearted. Sometimes we get in distress in our hearts. Our hearts get in turmoil. Listen, it would be easy right now to just get afraid. Everything that's going on, it would just be easy right now to let fear overwhelm your mind. But this is where God, this is where the shepherd comes in. Listen, the sheep can be overwhelmed very quickly. Sheep are very, well, they're sheep. I don't really know how else to describe them. They'll get scared very quickly. And when they get scared, they tend to scatter. I think the disciples did that, didn't they? Didn't the disciples, they were like sheep. All of a sudden, they were there. No, we're going to die for you. Ah, and the next thing, why? Because fear set in. They got afraid. Now, and listen, sometimes you and I, we can get to that place in our life. And let's be clear, God wants to restore that strength. He wants to restore our soul and put rest in our hearts, if you will. Listen, look at the rest of the verse. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Listen, he'll give you a renewal available to all sheep based on your relationship to him. Let's be clear, if you're not seeking him and you're not pursuing him, you're going to have a hard time finding restoration. You're going to have a hard time finding righteousness. One of the things that we know about the Lord is if we're pursuing him, that he draws close to us. The Bible says if we draw close to him, he will draw nigh to us. I guess I have that wrong. If we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. And we understand here that he wants to lead us in the paths of righteousness. Let's be clear. As you and I follow him, he'll never lead us the wrong direction. Right. So we feel like sometimes, you know, think about this. What if the sheep stopped and said to the shepherd, hey, why are we going this way? This doesn't make sense. There's a path right over there that seems far easier than the one we're going up. I mean, think about that for a second. But that's how you and I operate, isn't it? God knows exactly which way is best. We may not understand it. We may not see it. We may say, hey, this is too difficult. But the whole time, God is saying, no. I know what's over there. And I know what's over there. And it might look good right now, but farther up the path, it's bad news. This is the right way. Yes, it seems tougher. Yes, it seems harder. But at the end of this, there's good water and good grass. Listen, it's up to you and I to understand that we've got to follow the shepherd. He knows which way is best for us. He knows the path of righteousness, and it's simply our responsibility to follow. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. One of the things that we see here as well tonight is having God as your shepherd gives you a sense of security and quiet confidence along the path. Now, I don't mean confidence in you. I mean quiet confidence in Him. Obviously, we don't want to be confident in ourselves. We want to be confident in God. But I want you to see here, listen to the mentality of David. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Walk? I don't know about you, but if I was in the valley of the shadow of death, I think my first instinct would be to run. I don't run very fast, but I'd give it everything I had. Amen? But here we find this mentality, with this thought that David says, I'm walking, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, he says, I won't fear evil. And he says, here's why. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now that's an interesting thought. So here he faces evil. Here he faces things that he's not in control of. And I would say that we're in that same position. You and I are constantly in a place where we have no control, where we only our own decisions, I guess. And you and I, we have this opportunity to follow God, but often we let fear overrun us. And instead of walking through the valley, we run through the valley. And we find here that David said this, listen, I'm walking through the valley of shadow of death, and I don't fear evil. And here's why, because God is with me. Listen, do you believe God's with you tonight? Amen. So why we let fear overrun us? Listen, this means when you face times of testing, you're not afraid because you realize He's by your side. You know, one of the things, one of the things that I studied about sheep and the shepherd's relationship is that the shepherd, in the particular instance that you and I are talking about tonight, never leaves his sheep. He's always there. He's always watching. He's always vigilant to make sure that they're safe and that they're cared for, that they have the proper water, that they have the proper grass, that they're not eating too much, that there's no predators around. And if there are, they're very aware, ready to defend. And we find here that though there might be evil around them or there might be danger around them, the shepherd is constantly watching, make sure that evil doesn't get to them or that he steers them away from those things. And we find in this passage of Scripture the same thing. He says, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He finds comfort in the rod and the staff. Here's some of the things. Here's what I found out about a rod. A rod's worn on the belt, and it's simply for providing protection against animals and thieves. It's a defense. It's a defense instrument, if you will, and the staff provides protection for the sheep as a shepherd uses it to keep the sheep from straying off the path as you follow. So listen, none of them are meant to be a form of discipline or destruction to the sheep, are they? The rod and the staff are designed to, one, protect the sheep, and the other one is designed to help the sheep. Now, sometimes helping the sheep means giving them a little swat on the backside. Amen? That's okay. God uses the staff, or the shepherd uses the staff just to move them over, give them a little tap so that they get back on the path. Isn't that just what the Lord does with us? Sometimes we begin to wander, we begin to stray. Maybe the preacher stands up and preaches a message like he was in your house that night or that afternoon or whatever. He heard what you were talking about or saw what you were doing. And the Spirit of God's over there with his staff saying, hey, you're beginning to wander. Maybe you got some things going on in your life that shouldn't be going on in your life, and the Spirit of God saying, hey, you're beginning to wander. You're a cast sheep. That's not where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be flat on your back dying. You're supposed to be on your feet following me. And God uses the rod to defend us. He uses the staff to guide us and lead us. And these are some of the benefits that you and I have as a sheep following the shepherd. We have this shepherd who cares for us and is always watching over us. Verses 5 through 6 tonight. Bible says this, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, having God as your shepherd also allows you to have a quiet confidence because you trust Him. You understand who He is and what He's trying. Listen, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I don't know anything about being a soldier, would never claim to know, but I have a man in my church who was a ranger for 20 plus years, and he said that there was very little time to eat. He He said that he was never in combat or anything like that, but when they would do exercises, they would quickly, he said they would have 5 minutes to eat. And they were, you know, obviously enemies out there, or those pretending to be the enemy, if you will. And forgive me if I'm using the wrong language. I stated I didn't know anything about soldiering. So he said there would be little time to eat. I want you to think about this. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. When you prepare a table, you just don't throw things down. At least that's what my wife says. When you prepare a table, you set it out. And you lay it in its order, and you make sure everything's in its right place, and so on and so forth. And I want you to see here that he's beginning to sit down, and he's beginning to dine with the Lord. And he says, "Thou preparest the table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil." Now listen to what he says, "My cup runneth over." So he's in the midst of his enemies, and his cup is full. So he says in verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I don't hear any doubt in his voice, do you? He's pretty confident, not in himself. He's confident in what he has in the shepherd. And so let me reiterate this to you tonight. This is the advantage that you and I have as being sheep that follow a shepherd. Since God is your shepherd, he's committed to meeting your needs. As a shepherd, God wants to pick you up and put you back on your feet. As your shepherd, God will guide you to new and better ground, not keep you in the same old ground. Having God as your shepherd gives you a sense of security and quiet confidence along the path. I'd say that sounds pretty good. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So why then do we wander? Why then do you and I chase things that have, there's nothing good there? Why is it that you and I struggle? We think that the grass will be greener, excuse the pun, on the other side. Why do we think that the water is going to be better over there? What do we think that this world has to offer that God doesn't? I want you to see here the Lord. He says in verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And this is why David was so confident. "I shall not want." You see, having the shepherd or having the benefits of a shepherd depends on you being content to be a sheep. It's what it means. If you and I aren't content following him, then we're going to go looking somewhere else. And what we're going to find is poisonous water. We're going to find some weeds that'll mess up our stomach, if you will. It's not greener on the other side, and the water's not better. You and I, we've already declared and seen how being a sheep, and following the shepherd is much better. But let's be clear, you can't be a sheep that's following God if you're not content with who he is. And contentment means this: happy or satisfied, not needing more. I'm convinced that Christianity's issue is not that there's a God, not a God out there who doesn't love them. Obviously there is, amen. But I think Christianity's issue is that we want more than what we have. And what we have is enough. Contentment means you're willing to follow a shepherd to the pastures no matter what the path looks like. I'll be honest, there were days and have been days and probably will be more days where I think that does not look like a lot of fun. But he knows best. And there'll be days ahead in your life where you're going to go, "I don't know about this. This doesn't look like it's going to be a whole lot of fun." It doesn't really matter if that's the direction God's leading you. Just follow. Because here's what we know. We have a shepherd who will never lead us down the wrong path. He only leads down the path of righteousness, not for your sake, but for his. For his name. Listen, we're in it for him, amen? We're not in it for us. We're in it for him. And as sheep, we simply should be following the shepherd. He's already been where we're going. That's one of the other things that I found very interesting, that a shepherd will go where he's going to take his sheep. He will literally go every road and find the best way. And I thought, you know, how perfect is that? God's already been where we're going. He knows exactly where he's taken us and how he intends to get us there. And it may not always be fun in our eyes, but it will always be what's best. Amen. And you and I, we need to be content to be sheep and follow the shepherd. Contentment also means submitting to the prompting and the calls of the shepherd. We need to submit to his direction, his leadership. One of the things that I've found throughout the last few years is that we have a hard time not saying assenting of the mind. Hey, yes, the Bible's right. What we have a hard time with is submitting to the call of God as he leads in his word. We need to be just content following the shepherd's voice and his calling and leading. And then contentment means you allow the shepherd to care for you the way he sees fit. Let's be clear tonight. As sheep, we don't know how to get there, do we? We don't know how to get from one pasture to the next, but he does. And your success, if you want to have everything that the shepherd is, he's willing to be that for you. But you have to decide you're okay with being the sheep. And too many of us want to be the shepherd and not the sheep. And it would do, we would do well and be better off if we were just willing to submit to the shepherd and be the sheep. And then we can have all the things that we talked about. And we've already agreed that that sounds way better than being eaten by a wolf. So just submit and be the sheep.